This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The ongoing rental crisis across the country is persisting and presents challenges for renters and their rights. So there's a new campaign. It's called the Rental Minimum Standards Campaign from Consumer Affairs Victoria. Nicole Rich is the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria, joins us monthly. Good afternoon, Nicole. How are you?
Good afternoon, Warren.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Rental Minimum Standards Campaign? What's it about?
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for giving us this opportunity. We know that there have been a lot of challenges in the renting market. We've discussed some of those before, actually. We've done a few segments on, different renting rights and obligations. But this is a chance for us to talk a bit more about a really important issue, which is about the quality of rental properties that people live in Victoria. We get over 63,000 contacts about renting issues every year.
That's massive.
So there's a lot of people asking us things, but one of the top five issues that people come and talk to us and ask us questions about is, what do I need to do about repairs, maintenance issues and so on. So it's really important that people know what their rights are if something's not up to scratch in their rental property, and if you are renting out a property that you own, what your obligations are to keep it up to standard.
With the rental crisis that we're experiencing at the moment, are standards dropping? Have you observed anything at Consumer Affairs Victoria?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think the positive news is that I don't think there's any evidence that standards are dropping, which is good. And in fact, there's some recent research that says that probably about 80% of rental properties in the market meet the legal minimum standards that they're required to meet, which we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. But that still leaves a significant minority that maybe aren't up to scratch. And it's just not okay. So in Victoria, the law does set out really clear minimum quality and safety and security standards that all rental properties have to meet. And we're not talking about, luxury requirements from properties. We are talking about the fundamental basics that I would think everybody would just expect would be something you'd find in a place that's going to be someone's home. So if there's still a significant number that aren't meeting that, that's a real concern to us.
What are the rental minimum standards?
Yeah, let's go over some of them. So since the law changed back in 2021, Victoria now has these clear minimum standards for rental properties. So there's 14 categories. So I won't sort of bore everyone by going into all the detail, but those 14 categories cover things like...
Let's get back to Nicole Rich. We were talking to Nicole Rich from Consumer Affairs Victoria about their campaign. It's the Rental Minimum Standards Campaign. Nicole, we've got you back. Nicole, you were talking about what the rental minimum standards are.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry about that, Warren. We got disconnected, right? Bit of a quality
technology
issue,
technology,
right?
Does
so
that.
Let's talk about quality of rental property rather than than the radio. So, look, there are 14 categories of minimum standards. Without going into lots of detail, they cover key things to do with basic requirements for your key rooms in the house, kitchens, bathrooms, laundry, living areas, and then also some key aspects or characteristics of the property. So security issues like the front door needing to be able to lock, but also for you to be able to get out without a key. Secure windows, things like window coverings so that people can't just stare into your property in living areas. And also really important things like a functioning toilet, a functioning stove in the kitchen with at least two burners. And then really important in Victoria's climate, where obviously we're heading into cooler weather, all rental properties have to be weatherproof and structurally sound. And mould and damp is a really key issue. So, obviously mould can be caused by the use of somebody living in the property, but the minimum standards are clear that if something to do with the building or the property is causing mould or damp, that's a breach of the minimum standards as well.
I'm glad we're having this conversation, because when I was thinking of minimum standards before, I'm thinking, of the obvious things like hot water and heating, etc. But, you raise a good point. For example, not being able to get out of the property if you have to have a key. I mean, that could leave someone trapped, couldn't it? It's something that could potentially be overlooked.
Exactly. And these days, there's not really much of an excuse to not have, a modern sort of deadlock type of lock that can be locked with a key when you leave the property, but you just, you can easily open.
Yeah.
It can be less secure, but you can easily open without a key while you're inside the property. So that's a requirement under the minimum standard. But things like heating and hot and cold running water connections are also actually covered in the minimum standard. So it does cover that range of things that you think would be fundamental in anybody's home.
Let's say you've got a property and you think, I'm going to wire up another PowerPoint here because I think it's great, or
yeah.
I'm going to move that light fitting that I always wanted to do in my my property. What are the requirements for electrical safety?
Yes, so this is one of the new minimum standards, and actually this was the most recent. So there's a new standard for electrical safety that came into place last year, so we sort of understood that it's probably going to take some property owners a bit of time to get electricians booked in and make these changes, but they are now law. So as of March last year, you need to have a modern style switchboard that's controlling the electricity and the safety of the electricity in the property. And it is the property owner's responsibility to ensure that happens, and they essentially do need to hire a licensed electrician to do that work, and they should expect a compliance certificate when that's done. In terms of what renters can do when they're in the property, can you put in another PowerPoint? Can you make other modifications? There's also sort of a whole set of rules about what sorts of modifications renters just generally can make to a rental property, both with or without the consent of the rental provider. So probably putting in another PowerPoint, you'd really need the consent of your rental provider
right.
to do that. And that's probably important from a safety perspective as well, whereas, hanging a picture hook is a different sort of story.
Mm.
And certain types of safety modifications, like putting in blind cord safety tools, like the sorts of the things you put on the wall so that you can tension the loop of a blind so that it's not hanging loose as a strangulation risk, that sort of thing, renters can do. They don't need permission from the rental provider. So there's quite a lot of detail there too, Warren. So, I always plug the Consumer Affairs website. If you've got any of those kind of questions about, like, what am I allowed to do as a renter versus what do I need to ask approval for, go to the Consumer Affairs Victoria website, and there's lots of really good information there.
Nicole, let's say someone is listening, though, and they're saying, I'm a bit concerned that my rental property doesn't meet these minimum standards. What can they do?
Yes, that's right. So they apply to any new leases, any new rental agreements that were entered into after the 29th of March 2021, because that's when the laws took effect.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been a renter for a really long time in your rental property, they won't have come into effect yet, but basically as rentals turn over, all properties in Victoria will become covered. So there's two sets of things about renters' rights here. So the first is, if you've signed, if you're about to move in, you've signed your rental agreement, you're moving in and realise the property doesn't meet these standards, as a renter, you've sort of got two options or two sets of rights. So you could cancel your rental agreement without any charge or cost and decide you don't want to move in.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could move in and then you request urgent repairs. So minimum standards breaches are considered urgent repairs under Victoria's rental laws, which triggers another set of rules. Essentially, renters have the right to request urgent repairs immediately, and rental providers have to attend to those repairs immediately.
Right.
And then there are rights for renters to pursue that further if it's not being done.
We're chatting with Nicole Rich, the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria, about a rental minimums standard campaign. Nicole, is minimum standard something, I suppose, the new rental task force, that they can look at, or they will look at?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. That's a really good point, actually. So, yeah, the government has announced that they're beefing up, my agency's resources so that we can do more inspections and compliance activity around renting as well, and I'm really excited about that. I think it's really needed because we know it's really tough for renters to raise these issues themselves. And look, it's not going to be the case that renters don't still need to raise these issues, but some things are actually just a flat out, breach of the law and potentially a criminal offence. And really, Consumer Affairs Victoria needs to be addressing those matters. So with the minimum standards, one of the other rules that applies here is if you are a rental provider and you allow a new renter to move into your property and it doesn't meet the minimum standards, that is actually a criminal offence. So in addition to the renter having right to seek urgent repairs, it is actually a criminal offence to let a new renter move into a property that doesn't, that isn't up to standard. And the Renting Task Force will absolutely be focusing on that. It will be one of the top priorities for us as the regulator. It is just not acceptable to be allowing people to move into properties that you know are not up to scratch. So if you want to rent out your property, you do need to attend to those repairs before a new renter moves in.
Now, what are the? I was talking to a friend of mine this week, and he was saying to me that his land person has increased the rent, and I think it was like about 50%. Is that okay? Can they do that? And what are the rules around rent increases and renters, you know, given these challenging times?
Yeah, that's right. We've seen a large, you know, as you can imagine, large demand for help with rent increases as well over the last few years. And look, I just want to acknowledge, I know, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in a bit of a tenuous position as a renter because you might see these issues, you might want to ask for repairs, but you're really worried. If you ask for repairs, will they say, okay, but I'm going to raise the rent now? So people are often worried about those kind of issues. So again, please come to our website or give us a call if you're wanting to just understand what the different kind of balance of rights and obligations are in those situations. More generally though, there are rules and protections around rent increases. The first thing to say though is there is no clear, you know, cap or limit on how much rent should be or how much rent can be increased by in Victoria. So that is something that people raise and are concerned about. But there are a lot of other protections. So firstly, rent can only be raised a maximum of once every 12 months. So, you know, if you've received a further rent increase but you've already had one, you know, it's been less than a year, that's just invalid and you won't have to pay it. You need to be given notice in the proper form. So, again, if you haven't followed the form, it's invalid. You need to be given at least 60 days notice before the rent increase. And the form needs to tell you really clearly what the rent increase is and how that's been calculated. So there's quite a number of protections. And then finally, if you think the rent increase is actually excessive, you can seek help from Consumer Affairs Victoria. So we have a service to investigate where a renter is concerned about a potentially excessive rent increase. And again, there's more information and a form that you can use to contact us to ask us to conduct an investigation into potentially excessive rent. And we've done quite a large number of those in the last couple of years, just given the conditions in the rental market. So that service is there if you think you're in that situation.
And if someone wants to access that service and the form, it's consumer.vic.gov.au?
That's right. And then there should be pointers from there because it is one of the kind of popular services, as you can imagine.
Nicole, great to chat with you. Thank you so much again for joining us on Drive today. And apologies for the tech issues.
No worries. Thanks, Warren. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. For more information regarding your consumer rights on this topic or any other, I'd encourage you to check out the Consumer Affairs Victoria website, consumer.vic.gov.au. There is so much resourcing there. That's Nicole Rich, Director, Consumer Affairs Victoria.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.